via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The European Union says it will impose sanctions on individuals in Belarus who were involved in electoral fraud and repression of protesters. The head of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, made the announcement Wednesday. She explained the 53 million euros earmarked for Belarus will be rerouted away from the government and towards civil society. Victims of the state crackdown on protesters and the country's fight against the coronavirus pandemic. The European Union also said it did not recognize the results of the Belarus elections. Authorities in Belarus have resumed detentions of protesters who keep taking to the streets to demand the resignation of authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko. This as opposition leaders ratchet up pressure on the government by forming a coordination council to push for a new election. The United States strongly condemns the mutiny in Mali that has forced President Ibrahim Boubacar Keïta to resign. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called on all political and military actors to work toward restoration of a constitutional government Wednesday. The European Council President Charles Michel also saying the military coup is deeply worrying and could destabilize the West African region. Michel was reporting back from a summit of EU leaders. At the same time, the soldiers who staged the coup in Mali say they plan to form a civilian transitional government that will organize fresh elections. Keïta resigned and dissolved parliament late on Tuesday, hours after mutinying soldiers arrested him. Reuters reports they detained him at gunpoint, plunging a country already facing a jihadist insurgency and mass protests deeper into crisis. This is VOA News. U.S. Democrats have officially and formally nominated Joe Biden as their 2020 nominee. Party officials and activists gave the former vice president overwhelming support during the all-virtual national convention Tuesday night. Speakers included the candidate's wife, Jill Biden, and former presidents Bill Clinton and Jimmy Carter, who talked about Biden's will, and they said his experience will make him a better candidate than President Donald Trump. Biden's running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, will be introduced Wednesday night. President Trump and the Republican Party will hold a similar televised convention next week in the U.S. Follow our coverage on voanews.com. British health officials say they will expand testing for the coronavirus about 10 times. Health Secretary Matt Hancock told the BBC Wednesday the country will begin mass population-wide testing of COVID-19. The current testing study looks at 28,000 people and will ultimately expand to 400,000, according to Hancock. He says that will help establish a better national picture and spot local outbreaks. Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government has been heavily criticized for its handling of the pandemic, including that it was too slow to go into lockdown and too slow to roll out testing. It now has the highest death toll in Europe and the deepest economic contraction of a major advanced economy. Australia has made a deal to secure 25 million doses of a potential COVID-19 vaccine from AstraZeneca. The British pharmaceutical giant is currently undergoing late-stage human trials. The new vaccine was developed by Britain's University of Oxford and licensed to AstraZeneca. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said Wednesday the Oxford vaccine is one of the most advanced and promising in the world. He also said Australia intends to play a role in supporting neighboring countries and making sure they get the vaccine as well. The Czech Republic says it will not take part in the World Health Organization-led COVAX plan to develop and distribute a vaccine against COVID-19. The nation will opt instead for an initiative of the European Union, according to Health Minister Adam Wojtek on Wednesday. The WHO has struggled to bring wealthier countries on board for a global vaccine pact, saying Tuesday that nations that hoard possible COVID-19 vaccines while excluding others will deepen the pandemic. Pope Francis also addressing the idea of vaccine nationalism. The Pope warned Wednesday the rich should not take vaccine priority over the poor. After the COVID-19 pandemic, the Pope said the world can't return to normality if normal means social injustice and degradation of natural environment. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News. VOA 1.